USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. Still no verdict in Paul Manafort's trial in Alexandria, Virginia. Jurors deliberating the fate of President Trump's former campaign manager for 3 days. He faces 18 charges relating to bank and tax fraud. Jurors sending a note last week to the judge asking 4 questions, including wanting clarification on the term reasonable doubt. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing, speaking with reporters.
The jury announced that they're going to continue to deliberate. Mr. Manafort's very happy to hear that. He thinks it was a very good day.
In other news, a 45-year-old woman killed by an 8-foot alligator as she walks her dog near a lake on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. Witnesses say the woman, Cassandra Klein, trying to save her pet, but she ends up getting pulled into the water and killed by the gator. Animal control killing it. Her dog survives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
It's like a tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
After days of silence, the Pope responds to the latest allegations of sexual abuse of children by Catholic priests. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The Archdiocese of Miami says Father Henrik Pollack has paid the money back to the St. Coleman Catholic Church in Pompano Beach. He could still face legal action after the church reported the incident to the state attorney's office. The Miami Archbishop says the breach of trust saddens and disappoints him. The Sun Sentinel reports the Archdiocese reviewed the congregation's financial records after getting reports the priest was diverting money, and he did agree to resign last Wednesday. The parish administrator has taken Father Pollack's place.
And a young woman who loves to rollerblade, trying to help others and break a world record at the same time. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with her story.
23-year-old Yanis Ho is rollerblading across the U.S. to raise scholarship money. Ho, who calls herself the Bladestress, has already covered 15 states on her way from Miami to Portland, Oregon. She hopes to reach the West Coast in November and then blade back to Miami to break the long-distance rollerblading record. Along the way, she's not been accepting any money, just food and a place to sleep, directing all donations to a scholarship fund to send girls in Kenya and Uganda to school.
If they want to contribute, they could contribute to the scholarship that I'm raising funds for, other girls who will be able to go to school and chase after their dreams.
She says her mission is to show that there are amazing people in the world. Each day she has no plan, just faith and the goodness of people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.